of that Torah, Beisha Shenemar, Ki Otzar Otzar Hashem Biyad Korechem. Shem held back that she couldn't become pregnant. V'nemro Atzira B'Gishom. It says holding back by rain. The pasuk says V'Otzar Es Hashemayim. Hashem will hold back the Shemayim from rain. And Nemar Leidav Ish. It says about giving birth by a lady. V'nemar Leidav B'Gishom. It says also giving birth by Geshem. Nemar Leidav Ish. The Chiv. V'Atar V'Telet Ben. Who is Pasha? The Leisha gives birth. It says also the word Leida by Geshem in the Chiv. V'yoylida, like it'll give birth, v'yatzmicha, and it'll grow. In other words, because the rain comes down on the ground, things will start growing. Nema pekida b'isha. It says that Hashem remembered by an isha. V'nema pekida Hashem remembered was pokad v'geshem by rain. Nema pekida b'isha. It says Lashna pekida by an isha, the Chiv. V'Hashem pokad asara. Hashem like remembered Sarah. V'nema to make her pregnant. V'nema pekida b'geshamim. D'chsev pokada to oritz. V'atish shaykekehom. Rabbis te'asreno peleg elokim yemole mayim. That also Hashem remembered the world and therefore gave rain onto the world. The more my peleg elokim mole mayim. What does Hashem like? Gave down a lot of rain. Tono. Kemin kuva yesh brekiya. You should know there's like a special room in the Rekiah, a special chamber in the Rekiah, Shemimeno Geshemim Yoitzim. From that chamber, from that place, that's where rain comes out. That's the Lashon of Tola Galakim Molimayim. Shema takes out the water from the special place. Rashi, Poli means like Brecha, like a well. In other words, Kimin Kuva Oyel Moli Mayim. There's a special tent, special room in Shemayim that's full of water. That's where the water comes from. Omer Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. My Dichsiv, what does the Pesach say? Im Leshevet, like Trashim Gozo, Kodesh Boch, Roev Geshomim, Lero. Sometimes Hashem gives too much rain and it's no good. Oz Yodim Bekoyach, it comes down very strong, Keshevet, like a stick, Shemaka Bekoyach, that hits. In other words, the Pesach says, Im Leshevet. If the rain comes down very strong like a stick that hits, im liyartzoi, Rashi then says, v'chose b'tshuva, z'chodesh baruch hu meridim al horim, u'gvoyis mokim shem shomish. His im l'shevet, im liyartzoi, that if it comes down very strong, and then they do tshuva, Shashem makes it that hard rain comes down only on the high mountains, and doesn't ruin, doesn't hurt anybody. Im l'chose yimtzuhu, Rashi avim l'chesed, Sheyordan benachas yimtzu liyatzoi l'eretz Yisrael. Means like this, im l'shevet, if the rain has to come down hard, there was a gzeir which should come down very hard. And then Klai Yisrael did tshuva, is b'horim of a gvoyis. Then it only comes down in the horim, in the mountains, that doesn't hurt anybody. Im l'chosid, but then the best possible means this, im l'shevet, in l'atzim l'chosid. In l'chosid, the rain was supposed to come down nice and soft and calm, yimtzu liyatzoi. Then it'll be found talk in Eretz Yisrael, ba'atzodos in the fields, ba'kromim in the vineyards. Yeah. Im la shevet, again, if the rain is supposed to come down very hard, is lilonis. And you do tshuva, so the hard rain will come down on the trees. It doesn't affect the trees. The hard rain won't, like, ruin the trees. It won't affect the trees. Yeah. And he goes, im liyartzai, if it's supposed to come down on the ground, then lizroyim. Then it'll come down on the zroyim. On the seeds. Therefore what? So good then. Yim l'chosid, in liyatzu l'zroyim. Yim l'chosid yitzu baris sichin amaris. And if it's again supposed to come down good, it'll come down into baris sichin amaris. It'll fill up the ditches full of water. You'll have water to use. Bimei Rebbe Shmuel ben Achmeni, have a kafno musna. At his time it happened two things bad. There was a kafno, it was a big famine, that people didn't have what to eat. Well, most of the people were dying. There was a plague there. The people were dying from it. Two things happened. Is Amri, so Rabbi Shmuel said like this, Amri, hechi navid, what should I do? What should I daven to Hashem for? Ni boi rachmi artarti, should I daven to Hashem right away? He should take away both things. He should stop the famine. And he should stop this plague. Layefsher, I can't do that. I can't daven for two things at the same time. Because too much, Hashem will listen to me. El liboi rachmi amusna. Let me daven that Hashem should stop the plague, stop killing the people. The kafta nispol, and Mamela knew there'll be a famine, but we'll be able to live through it at least. As long as we won't die, we'll be able to live through it. is Omalu Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni said back to him, no. Niboy rach miakafno. Let's better davo to Hashem that Hashem to take away the famine. There'll be food. Techiyoy rachmonas shayvo, because my Kodesh Baruch Hu will give fullness. He'll like give us food to eat. Lechayihu diyoy. Like the chlal, one will be two. If Hashem is going to give food, who's going to give it to? He's not going to still kill us out and give us food. So if we ask for food, that's a better thing. Because food means to give it to live people. So we'll have two things out of it. We'll have live people and we'll have food to eat. It's better to ask for food. Tehsir, the Pasuk says, Poseach et yodech, Hashem opens up his hands, U'mazbiya l'chol l'chai rotzen. That Hashem gives everybody what he needs. So in other words, l'chai, Hashem gives the live people what they need. So if we're going to ask Hashem to give us food, that's going to mean that we have to be alive to get it. How do we know that we don't ask at one time for two things? Why can't we ask for two things at one time? The pasuk says, we'll fast and we'll daven to Hashem for this thing. Alzois for one thing. Mechlal diika achriti. Mashma, there were other things also to daven for, but they said only one thing at a time. Rashi alzois. Al chod mashma be Ezra tziv. The pasuk in Ezra. Mashma, there were other things also to daven for. He didn't want to daven for two things at one time. You have to daven for one thing at a time. So you see, that's the midah. You daven for one thing at a time. To my rov amrin Eretz Yisrael, they said mishmei the Rebbe Chagai. Mehocha from this pasuk. For rachmin lemiboy min kodom olo shemaya arosa dino. That drashi b'dinio tziv. There are other things also, and he only asked for this one thing. They made a gzera then, the goza, the loyla mesa betanisa. They made a gzera in his times, the goya made a gzera, not at a fest. The goyim did not want that a bracha should come to the world if the Jews fast. Therefore, they made a decree that the Jews are not allowed to fast. So what happened was like this. Omalu Rab Zera said, Nikable alavon. Let's be a Kabbalah, let's accept upon ourselves that we'll fast when Ulchibot Lagzera Laisva. That when the Gzera, when the decree will go away, when the Goyim will change their minds, then we'll fast. So let's accept upon ourselves right now this fact that later on we'll fast. So Amri Ledi said back to him, Minola Choho, how do you know this helps? How do you know in a case like now where we're not fasting, we're just accepting upon ourselves to fast eventually, that also means something?
If the Gzera goes away, we're going to have a fast day. So you have this chus as if you have a fast day right now, even though really you're not fasting until eventually they'll take away the Gzera. For the chibot la Gzera leisu, when they'll take away the Gzera, then we'll sit the fast. Is amri le minola choho? How do you know this yisoid? How do you know that just to make a Kabbalah to accept upon yourself that eventually going to fast means something right now? Omalu, he said back to him, the Siddur Pasuk says, for Yomer Elai, Al Tira Daniel, Ki Min Hayom Arishin Asher Nasatas Libcho Lohovin Lasanis, Lefnei Elokecha Nishmo Devrecha. From the first day that you put to your heart that you decided that eventually you're going to sit in the Tainis, Hashem listened to you right away. Mashma, just for the fact that you put it into your mind, you started to think about fasting, that is enough. That's also a schus that the Kabbalah that you plan to fast, Hashem accepts also. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Afilu Shonim Kishne Eliyo. Even if the years are like the years by Eliyahu Hanavi, for Yodu Gishon Be'arve Shavosois, but Geshem comes down on Erev Shabbos, Einav Elasilim Simiklola. Still it's a Simiklola. Trashida means, because even though it's a hungry year, that you didn't have any rain, and all of a sudden now the rain comes down on Friday nights, still it's a simiklola. That's not going to be good rain. And Hainu the Yom Rabba Bashila, the day the rain comes down, it's as hard to us as the Yom Adin. Trashi simin klola, coming down Friday night is a klola, shebne yodem tzrichen lachse b'shuk, liknoi su de Shabbos. Baisel comes down Friday by stois. But people have to come back, they're still busy coming home on Friday. So it comes down Erev Shabbos, that's a bad sign. Koshe yoyim adimitra, shebne yodem mechoylen lachse tzrichayim. That if the day it rains, it's very bad for people, they can't do what they have to. You have to go shopping today if it's raining, you can't go outside. It's bad, ki yoyim adidina. It's doim like the days of a bezdin. Rashi Sheni v'Chamishi, Shem Eskatzim b'nei Yodim Lodin. on Yom Sheni and Yom Chamishi. Those are the 2 days that Desmond sits down to Mishpat. Im Chavreim Kitakon Esezra Shiyesh Humas V'Kulos V'Yavshois V'Yom HaGeshomim K'Yom HaDin. Where Shabbos Kol Shechem the Kashi Mitzvah. The same thing on Yom HaDin. It's a busy day. You have to go to Din. You can't do what you want. It's the same thing. The day that it rains, it's ruined the same way the day you have to go to Din. Amr Amei Mameima said, Eloi did Tzorach Libriyosev. If it wasn't for the fact that we need rain, is Din and Rachmim Vatlulei. I would have davened to Hashem to take away the rain. In other words, the rain ruins it. We can't go outside now. It bothers us. Trashim Vatlin and Liridas Kishamin. Sheh Torchim B'nei Yodim V'nim Cholim Lotes Lovei. Because the day it rains, you can't go outside. So if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the rain is good, we need the rain, he would have davened to take away the rain. Understand? So even though we're saying the whole time the rain is a tremendous bracha, we live from it, but still the mindset it harms us, we can't go out that day. The Yomer Rebbe Yitzchok, Shemesh b'Shabbos, if it's sunny on Shabbos, Tzedakah l'aniyim. That's called the Tzedek l'aniyim, Shashi Shemadnim bo, v'noyich lem yoyim boru, v'meschamim bo, v'yoyim atzina. It means it's a good day for the aniyim, they get it, they're warmed up that day, it's good for the aniyim. Shinemar v'zoch l'chem yirei, Shemesh Shemesh, Tzedakah. Or Murapa, that the day the sun comes down, it'll be like Tzedakah and it'll heal you. The Yom Rebbe Yitzchok, Godol Yom HaGeshomim, it's great the day of the rain. Sha'afilu Pruta Shebekis Mizrechas Boi. Even a Pruta Drash, Sha'afilu Maitse Yedeim, Sheinem Tzrichin HaGeshomim Mizborchim. Even whatever you do, even the penny you have in your pocket also becomes a bracha from it. In other words, the day of bracha, Hashem is giving us blessings, is giving us Geshem, everything we have has a bracha then. All the ma'isi you done, whatever you do that day, will have a bracha to it. The Yomer Reb Yitzchok, Ein habracha metzuya lebedavra asmuya minayin. A bracha only goes upon something that it's hidden from your eye. In other words, don't count it. If you count how much money you have, you can't get a bracha. If you know, or you just going on Paris. If you brought in a load full of Paris, don't count them. So eventually you see there'll be a tremendous bracha, will last a long time. But if you count it, you know exactly how many fruits you have, then the bracha won't be so great. It should be suyim, sumim, and ayin, and don't count them. Shinema yitzava shemitcha sa bracha biyasamecha. Biyasamecha means in your warehouse, but sinchruka means simu ayin. If you don't know the count exactly how much there is, then it's easier for Hashem to make a bracha. Because partially Hashem doesn't like to do like mamish often in Nisim. See, if you count it, you know how many fruits you have, it's hard for Hashem to give you a bracha, that's going to be too much of a ness. But if you don't know how much is there, then the nest is not so great, Hashem will do it. Tana Devar Rabbi Yishmuel, Ein HaBrocha Metzui, the Brocha is only found in Al-Badova, Shein Ayin Shletes Boi. That people don't look, don't give an Ayin Hora on it. That you don't see it. Shinema Yitzav Hashem Yitzchah, Es HaBrocha B'yastamech, on something that's hidden. Tana Rabbonin, HaNichnas Lomedes Gornoi, somebody goes down to his fields, he has to cut down all the wheat, and he wants to count it to see how much wheat he brought in. His Zoymer should say like this, that before you start counting, you say the bracha. His cholamut, when you start to count, Omer, Baruch Hashaleach bracha b'kri azeh. That we give a bracha to Hashem, he sent down the bracha to this kri. More than, let's say first you counted it, v'yachakach berich, and then you made this bracha, harezot tfilashov. That's not worth anything. In other words, you know how much you have already, you're not going to have more, that's not good, you're going to have a bracha, that's called tfilashov. The tefillah should be said before you start to count with the tefuah of the wheat you brought in. L'fishayin ha-bracha metzuya, le'vedover ha-shokol, ha-bracha Hashem doesn't give you something you already counted, le'vedover shokol you weighed, le'vedover ha-modud, something you counted, you measured already, le'vedover ha-money, something that was counted already. El'vedover ha-solam minayin, it's only before you know the exact measurement. So before you go to measure your crop that you have, before you measure it, you should say this Yiratzon, Hashem, please send me a bracha in this crop that I have in front of me. I don't know how much is here yet. Now send the bracha, make as much as there is. Like that's the side, that's the way a bracha works. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Dav Chesom at base, and the bottom, the two dots, Kibbutz Geiser, Tzedakah, Panasimim. But Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Godol Yom HaGeshomim, the day that it rains, is as great as Kiyoim Kibbutz Golis. As if today, when the Mitzvah Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring all the Yidden together. Kibbutz Golis. by Mashiach's time. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Shuvu Hashem Mishviseinu Kafikim Banegev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us together, all the captive, bring together Kafikim Banegev, like it will be rain, like the rain will come down in the south. Now, V'ein Afikim Elamotah. The word Afikim means rain. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayiru Afikayam. You see, has to do with Afikayam, with the rain coming down. So it has to do here, the Indian of seeing the rain coming down is as great. And we spoke out, it means we'll see the Yad Hashem, we'll see the greatness in Hashem, of Hashem. And when the rain comes down, as much as we'll see it, when it miss Hashem, there'll be a kibbutz golius, all the Yidden will come together again in Eretz Yisrael. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Godu Yom HaGishomim, the day of the rains is so great, Sha'afilu Gaisois Poisekes Boy. Even the armies stop fighting on that day. Shenem Raposik says, Telo Meho Rave Nachas Gududeho. When it starts to rain, is nachas gududeho, the armies take a rest. The armies stop fighting. Eposhet gret, that since it's raining, they can't go out to the war field, it's too wet. They don't fight, b'shas, it rains. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Ein ha-gishomim ne'etzorim ele b'shvil poiskeit stoka b'rabim, has another avera that causes that Hashem should hold back the rain, is the fact that people say, promise, they'll give stoka b'rabim in front of a lot of people, like in shul, they post it, they say they pledge to give a lot of money for tzedakah, and V'yayin Naisman comes out at the end, they do not give the money, v'shvil this chet, it's also the reason why Hashem holds back the rain. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem oyin, ish mishalel v'matas shoker. There is a person lifted up, Nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem oyin, there's no rain, there's no winds, there's no rain, why? Because ish mishalel v'matas shoker. Because a person did something false about giving. In other words, he said he would give tzedakah, and at the end it comes out he doesn't give tzedakah. This is the reason why ein geshem, the geshem oyin, there won't be any rain.
The Yom Rabbi Yechanan said, "My dear Siv, what does it say in the pasuk?"